Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7-2, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nick, congratulations. Major victory the other day. And I got to tell you, I don't know if you think in these terms. I thought it was one of your more important regular season wins of your now five-year tenure. Do you think in those terms, maybe not during it, but afterwards, do you reflect upon that one was really big for playoff implications, and everything it represents?
You know, when we say week to week and game to game and meeting by meeting, you don't think that way. But I do know that team is a really good football team. That's a really good football team with really good coaches and really good players all over the field. They've won at a sustained, Matt's done a great job of sustaining the success there through two different quarterbacks, which, my hat's off to him. And we played at Lambeau Field, tough place to play and to go in there and get a win. Those feel good. That lasts for the night. And that night was quick, and we were right back at it and getting ready for this one.
Sure are. Getting ready for in a short week for Detroit.
Quick and cold.
Nick, after the game, at the post-game press conference, you stood by the 4th and 6 with 33 seconds left, the decision. Sometimes coaches, upon reflection, continue to stand by a decision. Sometimes 2 or 3 days later, they'll say, could have done and should have done that one different. As you now have had a few days, do you think it was the right call in the moment or not?
I still do, guys. I do. We were playing to win that football game and keep our offense out there on the field. Hey, what you really have to do is you have to go through the process and make your decisions off of process and make your corrections off the process. You can't be like, well, the result wasn't there. Like, 'cause sometimes on fourth down, you're going to get it. And sometimes you're not, the result, wasn't what we wanted, but was the process right? Absolutely, 100%. And I get it. Like, when a fourth down decision, when we make a fourth down play, great, great. When a fourth down decision and we don't get it because, for whatever reason it may be, right? I got to live with that, and it's going to be on me. And that's the job of a head coach. And I get that there'll be debate. So that's why I got to do what I think's right in that moment. And that doesn't mean you don't go back and rethink it. You do that with every, I go back through every time after every game and look at, should I have went for two in this one? Yes or no. Should I have went for it or not went for it? Fourth down on this one. We watch this every Tuesday. Yes or no. Hey, how did we play 2 minute? How do we play 4 minute? All those different things. In that moment, I thought that was the right decision. We get it. And, we take a knee, or we wouldn't even have to take a knee after that because the clock would have been running still. So unless we had went out of bounds or anything like that. So, That was the decision I made, and I stick by that decision. And you know, and we'll continue to work to get better in everything that we do.
Coach, why were you saying why on the sideline? Why?
I say a lot of things on the sideline. If I have to get into everything I say after a play, man, I don't think I want to open that can of worms of like, hey, why'd you say this after that? Why'd you say that after that? You know, obviously the result, all of us were frustrated with the result. And so, you know, it didn't work right there. Like I said, though, I think the decision and the process was right.
Was that an audibilization situation where Jalen and AJ had the ability to take that and take control, and it just didn't work?
On that fourth down right there, you know, anytime we're planning a play, like a fourth down decision is so critical.
Sure.
Obviously, I'm highly in tune with the play that we're going to call in a fourth down scenario, and really all the plays and we're doing on everything. I'm the head coach, so
yeah. I was highly in tune with punting in that scenario.
As was I.
Yeah. Hey, and you probably would have been highly in tune of punting in a fourth down in the NFC Championship game. I get it. Like that happens. Like,
that's true.
I go for it a lot, and our guys succeed a lot in that moment. And you're entitled to your opinion. There's no doubt. And I know you guys need things to debate there. So, you know, but yeah, no, I knew exactly what the call was. We knew what the call was. And does Jalen have ability to do things at the line of scrimmage? Of course he does. But in that particular moment, that's what we called. And hey, the result, it didn't work, the result. So, but the process in my mind, was the right process.
So, today, you know, there was news at 1:30 in the morning. I'm sure you heard a little something about it. How does it make you feel when you hear that A.J. Brown said something seemingly disparaging about your offense?
Yeah, I mean, you can, again, when there's obviously ability to debate what he meant or what he said or, hey, why did you say why there? Like, listen, you go with your interactions with guys on a daily basis and not what people are, I don't want to say, you know, not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What is it? Not predicting, but, you know, interpret, you know, speculating or anything like that. So, you know, again, we're going to continue to try to get better on offense. You know, and we played a great game on defense. And, but we are in tune to what's going on here and the relationships that we have in here and the process that we have in here, and AJ's all in.
Nick Sirianni with us as he is every week, typically on Tuesdays, today on Wednesday, 2 days after that Monday night win. Squad now 7-2. Nick, a conundrum I feel for fans, I hear it a lot, is a lot of people think that you and Kevin, as play designers, play callers, too conservative, think that Jalen, too conservative, and yet the team almost always wins. And so congratulations and credit to you for, you know, almost always winning. But I'm curious, do you feel at times that you and Jalen at times are too conservative? That a 10-7 win, while impressive to win the game, could have been 20-7 if you play it different. Do you feel at times you're too conservative?
We could have won 40-7, and we're going to look for ways to get better. That's just the way we are. And so, you know, again, the goal is to win each and every game in that period. And we know there is we have to do media a lot, right? And I know our guys have social media and be able to see some of this stuff. And, you know, our goal is to win every single game and not get entrapped by, you know, what other people's expectations are for us, you know. And so, you know, we do a great job of taking care of the football. And that ball is in Jalen's hands at all time. Now, I know we had the one turnover. Guy got a good punch on the football.
Yeah.
But Jalen's incredible taking care of the football. And I think we pushed the ball down the field 20-plus stuff. 20-plus yard plays at a high rate in the league too. So, you know, again, and then in moments where you run it on, you know, on the third down that you guys are referring to here, you know, those are played each and every game differently, right? There was different ways that they were playing us in that game that a run was going to be just as good as a check.
I liked your explanation
of
that.
Over the top.
I liked your explanation of that, Coach. Against too deep with those weird looks at a run, at least you knew the way you wanted to block it. You're getting the ball to the same guy.
Hey, and so we were close.
You were close to breaking some.
I think some people forget some of the long runs that we've hit in those moments to get first. You know, for example, the one that pops to my mind right now is 3rd and 19 against Jacksonville last year at the 19-yard line. Saquon housed it. So, you know, and then some teams in those scenarios, you know, and we have these plays in every once in a while, do a screen. And then some plays in those areas, they do something where they run everybody off and start to block them, and they dump it to the back on a little, you know, escort player, however you want to say that. And so those are all different ways that you go. But I think when you look at it, it's like, well, they ran. Well, those are similar to runs too. And a check down is similar to a run. So, hey, I get it though. Like we understand that there's always going to be debate, and that's why you have to, and that's why me as a head coach or coaches, you know, we have to do in the moment what we think's right to win the football game, period. Because we know there, you know, we throw it down the field and something happens there, it's an incomplete pass, or we're bunting backed up, that's going to be debated too. Hey, it's the job we signed up for, and it's the job that we love, we understand there'll be debate.
It's just so different. My teams that I played for, our coaches, when we would get into two-minute offense at the end of every half, it was, get out of bounds, we got to stop the clock, we got to get downfield with the pass and score points, any amount of points. And when you guys don't do that, it feels like squandered time, squandered opportunity. Like we're not getting everything out of the offense that we could.
Sure. I can tell you this. At the end of halves, unless the time is limited, we're always going to try to score. We're always, always trying to go to score. And I think that if you look back at the history of us being here in 2 minutes, you would see that. That doesn't mean that when you don't get a couple, you don't get meaningful, because this happened a couple times this year that, you know, we're on our way to go try to score, the drive doesn't start right, and then you're like, okay, well, now it's time to do this. Like, you got to look at
the whole picture.
Yeah, you got to look at the whole picture and not just say, oh, well, they ran it on this one right here. Well, we ran it on that one in this game for a reason, right? We didn't have a chance. We didn't feel like we had a chance to score anymore. We didn't want to have to punt in that scenario, so we ran our play where we throw it up and throw it out of bounds to waste the time, which is really good execution by our guys, so we didn't have to punt. But we always, make no mistake about it, in a 2 minute drill, we're always going down there to try to score, and unless there's something that tells us, you know, not to with the time remaining, or, you know, where it's not going the right way, and you do concede at one point.
Yeah,
sure. Hey, Nick, let's talk about your defense. I mean, they were the star of stars the other night. So I know you're careful in comparisons to last year. I get it. But do you feel that your defense now with new players and guys back from injury and Jalen Carter playing better, do you feel as a coach that, hey, I might have a defense now that's comparable to last year for the remainder of this season?
You know, again, yeah, like you said, I'm not going to get into that or, you know, this looks like that. I know that rush and that D-line were humming on Monday night, weren't they?
Yeah.
That was fun to watch.
It was great.
That was fun to watch. And, you know, the energy that they brought, you know, Jalen Phillips, you know, has a great energy out there and a great relentlessness out there. And the whole D-line as a whole, getting BG back, man, celebrating with BG on the sideline is one of my favorite things to do. He has got so much energy. And Nolan back, and Jalen's playing really well. And Jalen Carter, you know, playing his ass off in that game. And Morrow, you know, I know everyone saw the clip of Morrow talking about what preparation that
inside
man
zone
has.
right here, inside
that,
zone.
Isn't that awesome? You know,
it's
so,
amazing. And it was. And you stopped
him. And it was. We got that. You know, we talked about that all week is that, you know, because that back's a really good player.
He's offset like that.
Yeah. And he's a really good player. So to be able to stop his feet and make him change, you know, so he can't just hit a hole was huge. And then to get that knockback by, you know, Jalen Carter and Jalen Phillips on the opposite side to really squander that play. And then you just saw the relentless effort of our defense. You know, Reed Blankenship comes down from the safety spot, and he meets the guy. You know, I think he was the one who caused the fumble as I looked at the TV copy. And then he recovers it, and so we just had so many guys to the ball. It was fun. It was fun watching.
You guys smacked people
all around. Yeah, physicality of that game we knew was going to be big, and our guys answered the bell.
Hey Nick, congrats not only on a big win, but if we can now call this the first half of the year, I don't even know what the first half is anymore. Halftime of the last game.
I guess it would have been right at halftime. Would have been the first half, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, actually, your record would be 6-2-1.
Yeah,
because you were tied.
Yeah, it was 0-0 at half. Right. That's
Nick,
right.
All jokes aside, congratulations not only on a big win, but a 7-2 record through a tough schedule is certainly something. Good luck versus Detroit. It's another great, intriguing matchup. And we'll talk
great
to you next
luck.
Week. Thank you, Nick.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you got
coach.
Him. There he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. All right. You can react to that and more. 215-592-9494. A lot in there. A lot to react to. Plus, more on the Dabrowski thing with Bryce Harper. More on the Harrison Bader thing. If you missed that yesterday, we'll tell you about that next as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Joe DeCamera. And I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.